I just came from the rollout of the National Climate Assessment. That is a four-year document that a number of federal scientists, including EPA scientists, actually hundreds, put together. It was a four-year study to take a look at the impacts we're seeing from climate. One of the reasons why I wanted to raise it is it's a really good document in terms of its focusing on the United States, not on this as a global issue. So it takes a look at what you're seeing for regional impacts of climate. In particular, it looks at the agriculture sector. It talks about the droughts and floods that we're seeing that have created challenges to our farmers and ranchers, and to take a look at what are some of the ways in which the President's Climate Action Plan can work collaboratively with agriculture to try to address those challenges more effectively. I know from EPA's perspective, water quality is a big issue. If you are seeing more intense storms and it's washing away your soil, you can bet it's creating more challenges from a water quality perspective, and we need to recognize that nobody wants this to happen. It is the world in which we live today. And so as I go out and talk to farmers and ranchers about climate change, we're not debating the climate change. We're talking about what we can do together to recognize the challenges and to provide the farmers the adaptive management techniques that will allow them to be successful in their farming and ranching, but also allow us to work with them collaboratively to address these challenges.